waking up next to you, live from somewhere around Australia.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Ah, yes. Sorry.
I mean, it is The Weeknd Breakfast.
But it's also
Jimmy and Nate.
Here we go.
Oh, yes. Get up, get moving. Good people of Australia, jump on board. Of course, welcome to your Saturday. Here we go again, Jim. Your boys are back in town. All is right in the world. Jimmy and Nate back on your Weeknd Brekkie.
Yeah, no, it feels good, Nate. Tired, though.
Yeah, well, because we've just started a new little shift that we've added into the mix. If you've missed it, we are now on nights.
Yeah.
Monday to Thursday, 9 to 11 p.m., and then we've got to revert back to brekkie hours, guys.
Don't know who thought that was a good idea, but classic us saying yes to anything.
Yeah.
They went, so you guys are right to do weekend breakfast and not like late.
I think the conversation with went something like, so you guys are right, yep.
Do you guys want to do it?
Yep. Are you sure? Yep. 100%, this is your opportunity to say no. Yep.
We haven't even spoken about Pat. Yep. No, look, it's good to be back. For those that don't know, we did a Hobart breakfast. Shout out to all our Hobartians.
Yeah, Tasmanians. Shout out the beautiful Tassie.
We did that for about 5 years. We have been doing this weekend shift since the start of the year. But, now we've it was sad. We moved on from Hobart Brekkie. And now, as you said, Nath, we're doing nights all around the country and weekend breakfast all around the country.
We are live around the country with you 6 out of 7 days, guys. Yeah. 6 out of 7 days. And we're covering all bases. We're getting all the night owls. And then you Brekkie people, God, you're not safe.
My favourite thing has been people messaging and just going, you know, congrats on the gig. Won't be listening at night. Massive shout out to our Saturdays.
thanks for telling us that, too. Yeah,
and that's all we've ever asked on this
just
show.
Just honesty. Just honesty. I love the messages flooding in going, hey, guys, love hearing you on the weekends. Won't be getting up late.
Yeah.
Love that.
Just a few comments on Facebook, you know, popping videos up. And guys, looks like you guys are enjoying yourselves. Haven't been listening. We'll tune in this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. If you have missed during the week and you are listening to the show and you're thinking, geez, I hear those two boys. Where's that girl?
Mm.
Producer Grace is off on a coffee run because we're all very
we're very tired. I had reflux last night.
Yeah, you only had like
not good.
An hour or two sleep.
Not good. And I'm normally like out like a light, like very, very quickly. Mm. But even now, like even saying the word reflux makes me ooh. Because I've never had reflux before.
Yeah.
Because I ripped into
Mexican.
Have you
taken what are they? A Tums or something? What are they called?
Tums.
Tums.
Is that what they are?
Well, Mr. Tumnus.
Yeah, you know the little Tums.
Oh, I had nothing.
Mate, we're in a hotel at the moment.
There's a 7-Eleven nearby, isn't there?
Do they have those? Do they?
I'm pretty sure they do.
Do they? Well, that would have been good to know. You know what I had last night? I was Googling. I was like, remedies for reflux. 13-10-60, if you've got a remedy for reflux, by the way, that
doesn't matter
medical.
Juice Grace isn't here, so no one can answer.
I still can't fix myself.
What did you Google? Things that I could do for reflux that I don't need to leave the room or buy anything
found
for.
Found in a hotel room for. You know what the top of the list was? Drink water. So, drank a bit of water.
I can't remember what it is. There is something that you take.
So, oh, that's good, Doc.
Yeah, look, I'll do it. Ready?
How much do I eat for the consultation?
What do you take for indigestion?
Yeah, what do you got for me?
Over the table antacids.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you gotta go buy something.
Yeah. Well, that's what you get in a hotel now. You get shampoo, conditioner, and over-the-table antacids.
Or you could have ordered some ginger beer from room service or peppermint tea.
Oh, that would have been good. So I should have scrolled down when I Googled.
It's like the second thing on Google.
So if I don't make it through, it's reflux got me, guys. Thank God for producer Grace going to get us a coffee. Hopefully that's a remedy.
No, it's not.
Definitely not.
I think it says don't take coffee, but anyway.
Well, I'll be having a coffee regardless, and then I'll be dealing with it afterwards. Yeah. That's a later problem.
Just quickly before I get into this next story, producer Grace is here.
Yes, I'm back.
No, your mic's not on.
Is that the mic you're normally talking to?
No, it's not actually.
Talking to the one next to that.
How's this?
Oh, wow. It's crazy, isn't it? You move yourself to the mic that says on air and you're on air.
No, I didn't notice.
I hope you got yourself a coffee, mate.
I did, but I've only had one sip, so it hasn't kicked in yet.
Thanks for the coffees.
Yeah, no worries.
Just to confirm, if you are joining us again for Weeknd Breakfast, we did keep the girl.
Yep.
I want you two to get have you got your wallets on you?
I don't carry a wallet.
Okay, we'll get to that. Have you got your wallet on you or your...
No, but I've got...
How'd you pay for coffee?
On my card.
Oh, amazing. All right, we'll get to that. Because I want to ask now on 13-10-60, do you have cash on you right now and how much? This is from news.com.au. They've said that Western Australia, friends in WA, have killed off 715 ATMs.
I saw this, closing them. I wonder what you do if there's an abandoned ATM graveyard or something. Like, where do they all go?
I think they're stripped for parts.
Are they?
Yeah.
To build other ATMs?
I don't know. Australian Banking Association Chief Executive Anna Bligh appeared on Perth Radio, not us, discussing...
Oh, we tried to get her.
She's busy. The great ATM shutdown. She said Australians are banking on their phones. They're paying for their goods and services using online payments using the tap and go.
Yep.
The fastest growing method is using your mobile phone to make a payment, making many of us now talk about the fact that we don't even keep cash in our wallets, saying apparently it's not a thing.
That's me, baby.
So I thought before we go to the phones, because I am interested, 13 10 60, do you have cash on you right now? If so, how much? I thought we'd go through the team. And Nath. Yeah. Don't have a wallet.
Don't have a wallet, guys. Zero wallet possession. All I have. Oh, we were talking about this in the office the other day. All I have is my phone. It's got my entire. If I lose this, I'm screwed, guys. At the moment, it's got my room key in it. It's got my work pass and every payment method that I have and my ID. All in this little phone of mine.
Okay, so I have a wallet in front of me. So I'm going to look through. So
what do you have?
Where's your Medicare card and your like booper? Like your do you have private health?
Yeah, on the app. Of course, I have private health. Make sure you get private.
You need the cards because you need the cards to set up the app.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So no, I have the cards. They're in my car or something. I don't need them anymore.
And so driver's license?
In the back of my phone. I've got one of those.
Golf Link card?
Online, which is good. Yeah.
Moved everything online.
And golf Link card, oh God, I need a wallet.
Your work pass?
Work pass. Just put it in the back of my phone. In the back of my phone.
It's too much online.
So it's good.
Producer Grace, do you have a wallet or a purse?
I do. I've only recently started carrying a wallet again because my work pass is on my wallet.
Yeah, okay.
So, but I do actually have cash on me today, but the only reason I have cash is because I went down and paid for coffees and the coffee machine was broken, so she refunded me in cash.
Oh, wow.
That's a bit annoying, really, isn't it?
No, it's almost as if she knew this was on the show and she went, I want to give you a story.
Part of it.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. So you have $9.
$9
Nathan, $0 cash?
Cash freaks me out these days.
I wish I didn't do this segment because I'm about to lose touch with the common man, Jimmy. Do you want to tell me how much cash I got on me?
Yeah.
You always have cash on you.
Why do you have cash on you? What are you doing, you Facebook Marketplace, are you?
I just like to have cash in case.
Why? You tip somebody.
So I got 250s. What's that, 100? I've got 220s.
Oh, 250s. What's that, 100? You know what it is, mate. I got 300. What's that, 300 probably?
I'm not great with that.
I've just got a wad of green ones here.
220s. That's 40. Let me do the math. 210s. That's 60. 20. What am I now in total?
You're on 160.
And a fiver.
165.
And just let me see if I've got any coins. What?
No, it's just this is
riveting. This is good.
Please, and I have
go through everything in your
wallet. $2 coins and a $2 coin.
Ah.
So what do I have in total?
$4. $169.
Nice.
It's all worth it for that.
I knew that. It was a bit.
I hope it was. 13, 10, 60. Make this stop. Jump on the phones. Do you have cash on you right now? Do you have? Are you like Jimmy?
Mate, we were on all week. We've run out of content, right? We're doing cash. Jimmy counts his
money. We should have done three songs in a row.
Coming up next, Jimmy does his tax.
13, 10, 60. Australia, do you have cash on you right now? If you do, jump on the phones. Maybe you're like Jimmy. Maybe you're like me. You don't even carry a wallet. Give us a call. 13, 10, 60. It is Jimmy and Nath around the country.
Hey, we just asked 13, 10, 60. Do you have cash on you right now? And how much? This is after our friends in WA have killed off 715 ATMs between 2017 and 2021.
That's a lot of ATMs.
The Australian Banking Association chief executive said, yeah, just people, the reason they're shutting down all over Australia is because people just don't use them anymore. They don't need to get cash.
Now, well, you're the only one in the team carrying a significant amount of cash. What do you got, 169? Nice.
Nice.
Producer Grace, I think, has got $9. And I don't carry cash because I don't have a wallet. No,
I think because I'm just a little bit older than you two.
You've got a bit on us.
Geriatric
Jimmy.
I like to have cash with me.
Yeah, you
got just in case I need it.
A couple of nickels and a dime.
I went out to, I won't say where. When we were off, we had 4 weeks off, and I was traveling around Australia, and I was in Melbs, and I went to dinner, and I had a bunch of cash because I sold a bunch of stuff from Facebook Marketplace because we moved, and I was like, oh, I'm going to use this cash to pay for dinner, and I went to pay, and they went, sorry, mate, no cash.
So that's the thing. You're on the outs. No one does cash anymore. Wake up yourself. Rachel from Mackay. Hi, Rach.
Hi.
Rach, you got cash on you right now?
Yeah, I always carry $20 in my wallet. Because my mum always taught me if ATMs or anything go down and you have you're low on fuel, you always have $20 just as a backup.
It's a clever piece of advice.
You wouldn't believe it the other day, Rachel, because sometimes I got the Apple Watch. I usually tap some stuff. And the other day, watch is dead, phone's dead. Mm. I didn't have anything. But you know what I had? Had cash on me, right? Paid for my fuel.
Yep.
Rachel, has it come in handy before? Like, has this happened to you where you've been forced to use that emergency $20?
Yeah, actually, I broke down halfway to, like, in between service stations. Wow. I thought I'd make it to the second one, and it didn't happen. So I was able to grab the jerry can out of the back of the car and walk up to the next servo and pay for the fuel.
Love that.
Beautiful
Cash.
Piece of advice. Thank you, Rachel. Asad from Bayside. Hi, Asad.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
We're good, mate. You carry cash?
Yes. All the time.
How much cash are we talking, Asad?
Right now, I thought it was about 160, but it's about 180-something.
180?
He's doing better than me.
180 big ones. Okay. Asad, I mean, what's the breakdown? What's the breakdown of notes? Are we talking, surely this isn't in coins. You got hundreds or what?
350s, a 20, a 10, and some shrapnel in the console.
A bit of shrappers. So yeah. I'm the same. And yeah. do you love carrying cash? You use it?
Oh, it saves my ass all the time.
It does, doesn't it?
Times I've been out and they're like, oh, sorry, FPOS is down. Oh. And I've had to buy other people coffees. Poor pricks are sitting there. And they're like,
you know.
I'm like, oh, sorry, yeah, I'll get his. It's all right, you know.
With the cash.
Asad, I bought someone else a Boost Juice the other day. I went to Boost Juice and I get there and the lady goes, oh my God, I'm so sorry. We're down. We can only take cash. And I went, that's fine. And then this lady was next to me and she looked so sad and I was like, oh, could you? And she goes, yeah, I don't have cash. And I went, don't worry, I got this one.
Oh, man, look at you, flush with cash.
And I was hoping she'd recognize me and say, I listened to the show. She did not at all.
No. She goes, get away from me, you weirdo.
So I'm trying to buy me a drink.
Tina from Toowoomba, wrap things up. Hi, Tina.
Hi, how you going?
We're good. Tina, you carry cash?
I do.
How much are we talking, Tina?
At the moment, I've got about 160. Normally, it's not quite that much, but yeah, that's what I've got at the moment.
160? Why do you carry cash, Tina?
Oh, I just feel it's important for people to still carry cash to keep it going. I think if we completely go a cashless society, then you say goodbye to, you know, giving your kids a few dollars, you know, you say goodbye to grandma putting a $10 note into your kid's birthday card and things like that. And it's hard to teach kids the value of a dollar when you literally don't have a dollar to give them.
That is a beautiful sentiment. Why have none of us spoken about that? Why don't we take to Tina? We've been talking about this for 10 minutes.
Tina, can I ask you, and I don't want to turn it into a city v country thing, but I grew up in Gundawindi. My parents are still out there. Do you think it's more common in the country to have cash? I feel like it is. You get in the city. No one in the city has it.
Yeah, I think so. Because, I mean, the school my kids go to, they still use cash at the tuck shop. And I know that is becoming a little bit uncommon. It is a bit of a cashless thing tuck shops are doing now. But I think it's good to give them that little bit of money and they go and buy the food themselves and they get the change and they realise what the value of a dollar is.
It's very true, Tina, because I grew up in the city and the tooth fairy does pay pass for me.
Jimmy and Nate for a Saturday. Take it away, boys.
Australia, good thing, good morning. Welcome to your weekend. Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate family. Welcome to Saturday. We are back. We are back on the air. We've had a month off. Some weekend stuff, but we are back, and this isn't the only place you can hear us. Of course, 7 to 9 Saturday and Sunday, but also, Jim, during the week, 9 till 11 p.m. Monday to Thursday.
Yeah, and look, the podcast is up wherever you get your podcast from. I mean, the best way to get it is to listen, right? But it's also on Spotify. It's also on Apple Podcasts.
So many avenues, guys, just isn't it?
Different ways to listen. Because, I mean, a lot of people, which I love, for those that don't know, you know, we've been doing this shift since the start of the year, but we were doing 7 days. We're doing Hobart Monday to Friday, Hobart breakfast, and then we're doing this. And then now, no, we're doing our nights, as Nate said, Monday. So we've got a day off now.
We've dropped down to 6 days a week, guys. We had a chat, and we're like, you know what? Probably not manageable. Let's drop down a day, hey?
No, I mean, we said this without you, Grace, because to kick off the show this morning, Juicer went and got us coffees. No, I don't know whose idea it was to go from nights to breakfast.
The old body clock's a bit confused.
I was chatting to Nath before the show and I went, are you cooked? And Nath went, I'm cooked.
Yeah.
And I went, we didn't think this through, did we?
I'm blaming the transition from nights to breakfast and back again on my reflux. You know, I've had some reflux issues this morning. I feel sorry for you two having to listen to me going,
Yeah, it's been John, gross.
I'm sorry you to both
that,
of you.
You do that thing. This is during the songs and the ads where, you know, you try and make yourself burp. So you, like, swallow.
Yeah.
But then you can't burp.
Yeah. So it's just a lot of so uncomfortable.
Yeah. And I'm so uncomfortable, just so you know, guys.
This
is what I do for you guys. You know what I mean? I do a show even with reflux. Reflux is so unsexy, isn't it?
It's really
sexy. I wish I had something else. Anything else.
Like diarrhea.
Oh, that's probably one and two. Little fluffy, little poopy joke got Grace.
No, it normally doesn't. I don't know why. I was just thinking. I was like, there really are very few sexy.
Ooh. You laughed.
That's the one sound effect you get this show. You've used it.
Is well that done. It?
No other sounds. No other sounds.
I don't even have a reflux noise, so can I use that for the reflux noise as well?
You've got it. If you want to make that sound,
make
go
a live,
for it.
Make a live a, noise, yeah, you reckon?
You okay. Nath, producer Grace, the United States Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade this morning in our time. The landmark 1973 decision, which recognised Americans' constitutional right to abortion and legalised it nationwide, handing a momentous victory to Republicans and religious conservatives who want to limit or ban the procedure. The court in a 6-3 ruling upheld a Mississippi law that bans abortion after 15 weeks. The majority of justices found Roe v. Wade was wrongly decided because the U.S. Constitution makes no specific mention of abortion. It will now be up to individual states to decide if abortion is legal. And in 13 states, this decision has made all abortion immediately illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is horrible news. And, I mean, producer Grace, it's a massive step backwards.
It is. It is. And it's really, really scary. I woke up this morning and looked at Twitter first thing for some reason, which I do every morning, and I should probably stop that. But I just, this immediate sense of dread just absolutely filled me. And it's so, so sad, you know, for women and people who can give birth all over the world, but especially in the US.
To take away the right to make a decision about your own body it's remarkable, isn't it? It's remarkable that this can be allowed in 2022 and to be passed with such flying colours, and Jim, as you just said, and straight away for 13 states to immediately criminalise it. Make it unavailable to so many people who particularly financially don't have the ability to travel to other states and all that kind of things. It makes it people are forced to go through with things that are probably not going to be best for the coming child or the family.
Yeah.
Look, Michelle Obama wrote something on Instagram, and if you get a chance this morning, you know, check it out. I'm read a bit of it. I'm heartbroken today. I'm heartbroken for people around this country who just lost the fundamental right to make informed decisions about their own bodies. I mean, as you just said there, Grace, this story is not it's not a court decision story. It's a story about women.
Yes.
And the thousands of these women, not just now, but for decades to come, the women whose lives will be made smaller and less dignified by unplanned and unchosen pregnancies, the women whose health will be endangered by long and grueling physical process of pregnancy, the millions of women and others who now know that they are less free than men, less free in the functioning of their own bodies, and less free in the paths of their own lives.
I think what upsets me the most, and I've got a line here from one of the chief justices who had the majority opinion, essentially. He came out and said, abortion presents a profound moral question. But it's a question not up to you. No. It's a question up to the person who is making that decision for them. And because it is moral, they have the right to make that decision themselves, not be told how to make it.
Yeah. I've seen so many people on Twitter who are celebrating this decision and saying how wonderful that this many lives will be able to be brought into the world now that this decision has been made. But it's not necessarily good for those lives, because imagine being a child and, you know, living with parents that didn't necessarily want to have you, that maybe didn't have the means to give you a good and stable life, and, you know, are just not in the position to have kids. That's no place for a child to grow up either.
It's just, as you said, Grace, I mean, you open Twitter in the morning, it's a real roll of the dice. You're either going to get some funny memes that we can send to each other or some cooked decision from somewhere in the world.
Yeah.
Just bitterly disappointing, you know, and it feels like it's a, you know, I feel like, I don't know, every day we take smaller steps forward as humanity, and I feel like this is just one giant leap back to the 1800s.
It absolutely is.
As I said, like, this is, you know, this is women who have less rights than men. Like, it's, you know, oh, just awful.
13, 10, 60 Australia. What's something that was built up to you?
only to be a massive letdown, only to be a big old fat disappointment. This is after, Jim, a US tourist has been slammed by Aussies online, and rightly so, after she visited Australia and said that our coffee...
Thanks, I needed that this morning.
Yeah, your pleasure, mate. Was a big letdown. She said that our Australian coffee had been built up to be amazing before she got here, and then she tried it and she said it sucked. She posted the video to the old Tiki Toki, and it's titled What Not to Do in Australia, with the top thing being drink their coffee. Do not drink their coffee.
Where's she from?
She's from the US. Which is rich coming from the US, because don't they just have that little pot of black coffee?
Yeah.
Isn't that their thing?
I mean, yeah. I feel like Europe is known, like Italy and stuff, and known for good coffee. I don't know. I've never been to Europe.
Yeah. Mm.
Is it known for it? It is, but even then, it's not
but
that
I still,
good.
I don't know. I've been very lucky in that I've been to the UK and I've been to the US. Still think Australian coffee's the best, but I guess it's what you're used to, isn't it?
Yeah,
well,
that's
true.
Yeah,
I lived in the US and I just, all I wanted was a good cup of coffee.
It was crap. Yeah.
The closest I got was Australian cafes, like in New York City.
100%.
Run by Aussies.
They're so like people go to those cafes being like, oh, this one's really good, and it's like Australian owned.
That's funny. Like $12 a coffee.
I was with some friends in the US and we went to New York and they're like, oh my God, Jimmy, we're going to take you to this great coffee spot. It's really unique. It's really different. You're going to love it. Mm. And like that we got there. And so like, I'm looking at the board and I'm like, this looks very Australian. And then I walk up to the counter and the guy goes, yeah, here you go, mate. What do you need? And I went, bloody hell, I'm Australian. And the thing is about Australians overseas, we get more Australian.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I don't talk, but I'm like,
full on put it
bloody
on.
Hell, mate. Hey, bloody hell, mate. Bloody hell,
oh, yeah. I love it. I love it so much.
But yes, no, you're right, Nathan. The Americans, and they have sweetener in their coffee, cream.
Yeah. Creamer.
A lot of black coffee.
Yeah, creamer.
It's not a... Yeah, it's not the, you know, your latte.
No, it isn't. And wanted me to ask the question, 131060, what's something that's been built up to you only be a big letdown? The coffee thing I disagree with.
Well, that to her, like two Americans, they come here, they don't really like our style of coffee.
Mm.
Like in, like if there's ever an American on a plane, they don't like the froth. Because in like the business class, like the Qantas and the Virgin stuff coming across, like LA to Australia, you can get like a really nice coffee to have the machines, but Americans don't like the froth and the foam. Not all of them, some.
I'll tell you something that was built up to me, and we already addressed earlier in the week on our night show, was the Mona Lisa. The Mona Lisa was told to me that it was, oh, it's so amazing. You get to go into Le Louvre and you get to see the Mona Lisa. So famous. It's tiny. It's tiny. You can't even get that close to it. There's like this the little railing around it and so many people. And it's just, if you Google it, you'll have the same experience.
It's like being in the mosh at a concert, but the people looking at this like A4 size painting.
It's honestly, it's a bit of a letdown.
Because, I mean, I've never been, but apparently they've had to put, like, a guy threw cake at it the other day. Did you see that?
I forgot about that, yes.
Yeah. That would have been the most interesting thing to happen there in a very long time.
Someone actually tweeted that. I think they worked at the museum. They were like, most interesting Mona Lisa thing in a long time.
It's a letdown.
They had to put the, because you were apparently far away from it.
Well, yeah, if you can get to the front and be right at the railing, you're still maybe about a metre and a half, 2 metres from it.
But yeah.
Often you're right at the back of the room. You've got to zoom over people's heads to even see
it. Yeah, and taking a photo just sucks.
And then, I don't know, but there's so many other beautiful paintings. And you're like, why this one?
So many others. So that was a big, I don't know, is there anything that was built up to you guys and it was just a big letdown? There was another one for me. I'm not going to name it. I'll tell you guys off air. But it was a famous burger place that there's heaps of them around Australia. Ooh. Like a very famous burger place that a lot of people go to. And I think I've told you this story before, Jim. And they had this deep fried cream egg. And everyone's like, go there. You got to go to this. You got to go to this burger place. And I went there and it sucked. It was crap. And the people we were with were like, this is so good, isn't it? And me and my partner, who normally love that stuff, not into it.
Nathan, you hype everything up.
Yeah, well, I'm probably the problem for a lot of I'm a big hyper.
You
big hype guy.
And look, this, so my, Nath hyped up Cirque du Soleil. And this is so much. And to my ex. And also it was early of us dating.
Yeah.
And Nath and I don't really like musicals and that sort of stuff. And Nath's just hyping it up. And he's like, to Max, he's like, Jimmy would love it.
I think I said, even Jimmy will like it. That's how good this is.
And so it was a surprise. So she's like, we're going to walk somewhere. So we're walking. And I'm like, where are we going? And then we get to this circus. And as I'm walking in, I'm like, I'm going to hate this. And she's like, and she grabs me. She goes, no, Nath, your best friend has said this is the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Look, it's great. People are talented. Not my cup of tea. But you hyped it up too much.
Yeah, I hyped up too much. So you were a bit like, oh. Well, for that one, at least you knew you were never going to like it from the outset.
Yeah,
you didn't go into there going, this is going to be awesome.
And like, my ex was looking at me and she's like, you're not enjoying this, are you? I went, No.
At least you're honest. At least you go.
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't have yelled it out while the performance was on.
Next.
In all honesty, they are very talented.
They're
awesome. Same opinion of musicals. I don't like musicals, but I understand there's so much talent that goes into them. Singing, dancing, choreography, the dresses, all that stuff. Just not my cup of tea.
Just talent you're not into. You know what I mean? Other people are into it. Jim, we just asked the question, 13-10-60, what's something that was built up to you a lot but ended up being a big disappointment, a big old letdown? This is after a US tourist. She was disappointed by Australian coffee. She said it was built up to her, but then when she tried it when she was here, she was disappointed. And he's telling people, don't bother now, which is, look, each their own, but I disagree. You can't talk. In the US, coffee's crap.
She's probably basing it off what she thinks coffee is.
What she's used to.
Yeah, so she was probably like, coffee's great in Australia, but the way we sort of drink coffee and our types of coffee are very different.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Tracy from the Hunter Valley. Hi, Trace, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Good, Trace. What was built up to you only to be a big old letdown?
Venice.
Venice. Okay. Well, talk us through it. Who built it up to you, Trace?
Oh, just everyone. Everyone goes on that it's the most romantic place in the world, and I just got there and it just was smelly. There were people there with the little blankets on the ground trying to sell all the fake watches and things.
Fakes,
and I just it just was a big surprise and a big letdown.
Did you do a gondola or anything like that, Trace?
Yes, we did. We did.
And what did you think of the gondola?
Oh, the gondola was great, but just the rest of it was just not what I was expecting. Yeah, pretty average.
I mean, Trace, a gondola is just a boat in the water, isn't it?
Exactly.
You do that anyway. Do that back here.
Yeah. You got a lake in the Hunter Valley, don't you, Trace?
Yes, we have quite a few.
Perfect. You don't need to go anywhere, do you?
No, exactly. Save yourself.
Thanks, Trace. Angela from Brizzy. Hi, Ange.
Good, thank you. How are you?
We are good, thanks.
I think you asked Angela.
Yeah, but I went with it. You know what I mean?
Because you should. Yeah. You should be asking.
Sorry, Ange. Ange, you going well?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah, that's good to know.
No, Angela, keep him accountable. Don't let him just say hello.
Ange, what's something that was built up to you only to be a massive letdown?
Every theme park ride that was meant to be scary seems to be, I don't know, it makes me laugh.
So are you talking like all the stuff like Movie World, Dream World, that sort of stuff?
Yeah, all your thrill rides, you know, 160 kilometres an hour, so scary. No.
Well, Angela, look, I am, it's Jimmy here, by the way. Hey, how you going? I am afraid of heights. So am I. What? Wait, so have you been in the giant drop?
Hell yeah, millions of times.
And you're not scared?
No.
Well, you're not scared of heights then. Are you scared of heights? Yeah.
When I got up there, it was fine.
Nothing. That's a ledge.
I'm crying. I've got my eyes shut. I'm holding the random person next to me's hand. I don't even know them.
So, Ange, you're talking every ride that you've been on, not once have you gone, oh, this is a bit scary. All of it's kind of like, felt like, what, like a teacup ride, do you?
Yeah, I challenged to find one scary enough.
Yeah, right. Okay, fair. Was there one in particular that you thought was gonna absolutely get you and then it didn't?
Well, that was the giant drop I thought was going to scare me, but no.
Well, you're not scared of heights then. I'm sorry. I know it's supposed to be what's overrated, but
it's not have a go at Ange. Okay, Tash from Bribie Island. Hi, Tash.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
Bribie Island.
I'm awesome.
Bribie is a beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, beautiful.
Oh, it is. Isn't it beautiful? Oh, but we still get let down totally. Don't worry.
Oh, what was the big letdown, Tash? What got built up to you?
Like maybe about 30 minutes or 40 minutes up the road from here, there's a place called the Big Pineapple. Everybody knows about the Big Pineapple. It's so cool, the Big Pineapple. You can go on this train ride and you can get sundaes and you can walk up the pineapple in the stairs. Oh, yeah. It's all over the internet. Everyone's done it except me with my kids, right?
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's kick it. Let's hit the highway. It's shut down. The pineapple's there. There's gates. It's got cobwebs. The sign doesn't even say Big Pineapple. The cafe's closed. There's some random lady selling coffee and, like, toys, fluffy toys out the front in the car park. And there's a train that, like, takes you to this ghetto zoo down the road. Not Shelley Zoo, this random person zoo. And the train driver's, like, smoking a dab before he gets on and gets all the kids on. And that was the Big Pineapple. It was the biggest letdown.
Now, Tash, as someone who has been to the Big Pineapple...
When it was open.
When it was open. Still bitterly disappointing. And I don't know if you know this, but there also used to be a macadamia nut farm there as well.
Yeah. Well, actually, the train just still drives past that nut farm.
Okay. So I went to the Big Pineapple as a kid, and I was like, this is going to be great. Got there, and I was like, after you've done the Big Pineapple, not much else. They try and sell you on the macadamia nut farm, and I went to that. It's just a nut farm.
So, Tash, let me ask you this. Would recommend?
No way. Massive letdown.
Jimmy and Nathan run in the land down under.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie!
During the show, the boys have thunder. Can you dial, can you call the number? They wanna know.
So where the bloody hell are you?
Yeah, it's very simple, Australia. 13 10 60. Jump on the phones right now. Where the bloody hell are you? Where are you listening to the show right now? We want to collate a list. We want to create a little interactive map of all the beautiful places around Australia. But you've got to tell us, otherwise we don't know. 13 10 60. Where are you listening to us right now, Jim?
Mate, this is huge. Killer music. Give me a drum roll. We've had 4 weeks off. We've been talking about it. We've got a new map.
Oh,
don't we, producer Grace? 4 weeks off.
New map.
Had a whole week.
She's had so much time to do it. This is awesome.
It's been a busy week, and I wanted to enjoy my 4 weeks of holidays.
Oh, well, I mean, tell the great country of Australia all the things you got up to in your 4 weeks off. Let's go. Hey, drum roll,
here
please.
We go. Drum roll, please, for the list of places producer Grace has been to.
Things she's done.
Nothing.
Okay, good.
I slept. And you know what? Sleep is important.
Yeah, but you're not a bear. You don't need to hibernate.
Someone DM'd us and went, let me guess, no map. And to be honest, I also forgot about it. I went, oh, no.
If you're not the executive producer of the show, though,
no, you're right.
You know what I mean?
I'm doing my job.
You're the namesake, mate. You just got to talk into the little thing.
I'm currently on Photoshop, photoshopping Instagram shout-outs.
Yeah,
I'm doing the digital.
I'm doing some typing.
Grace, we've been doing this for 6 months. Yeah. How are we going?
We've got one map.
Well, I can have a map for you tomorrow.
No, I want a legit good one.
Yeah, I don't want to rush. You don't do your best work when you rush, I'll be honest.
So you don't want a map tomorrow? You don't want me to sit here all Saturday and just have a good map for
you? No, because here's the thing, because then we'll hear all about it, won't we? And it'll become about you.
If you want to, if you feel like you want to, that's fine. But I don't want you to do it because we want to do it.
Oh, my nan's dog sitting today, so I might do something.
So you need something to do?
Yeah.
You sold your car. You don't have a car. You can't go anywhere. And you're scared of buses.
Scared of buses.
So the least you could do is just do some work for the show.
Yeah, okay.
13, 10, 60. We can't promise a map. I don't know when we'll ever get it. But I'll keep saying
we've got one map.
Yeah. One day we'll get a map.
Two maps.
Yeah, and you could potentially be on it if you give us a call right now. 13 10 60. It's a simple question, Australia. Where the bloody hell are you? Where are you listening to the show right now? Tell us why you love where you are. Something fun about it. Because the plan is for us to get out and about. I mean, first we'd love a map, but who knows? Biggest cut we choose. It's Jimmy Nath around the country. Good morning.
So where the bloody hell are you?
Yes, thank you very much, Lara. We just asked a question. 13, 10, 60.
Where the bloody hell are you?
Because we want to know. We don't have a list of the places we're broadcasting to, Jim, so we're putting it together with the help of Australia.
Yeah, we certainly are. Look, apologies, Australia. We are running a little over today. We know that you hate this show and you need to get back to regular programming.
Yeah.
Whatever's on after us, because it's different everywhere.
Yeah, that's a thing. It splits out, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm. This is where we leave you and stuff you get.
Your local people your come
local
on in.
People. Yeah. Well, maybe it's more music, less talk. I don't know what we're doing.
I think that's a different stage.
Okay, sorry. we're excited. We may do this again tomorrow because we've been off for a month. So we'd love to. And producer Grace has promised us a map. So.
Yeah. And the phones light up as well because people are so proud of where they are, which is why I love this so much. Selwyn from Mount Morgan. Hello, Selwyn. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Selwyn, where the bloody hell are you?
Yeah, I'm actually in, I live in Mount Morgan, and that's in the old gold mine of Queensland.
So you're in an old gold mine right now, Selwyn?
No, I'm driving to my home.
You're driving to your home. Okay, all right.
You're not inside a gold mine calling us.
No. It's an old gold mine that I've been trying to open for years.
Okay.
Oh, right. Okay.
Is there gold in there, Selwyn?
Yeah, it was in 1976 when they closed it.
1976. Have you ever, done a little walk around, Selwyn, and come across a nugget?
No, it's all fenced off, and, I don't fancy looking at a bullet.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
No, you're right.
But you should come down and do a broadcast from the old railway.
From the old railway.
So that's the highlight of the area, Selwyn?
Sorry?
That's the highlight of the area, the old railway?
Yeah, that's the old road where they used to bring the gold train through and all that stuff.
Lots of
out towards Gladstone or Rocky.
Okay, lots of old things there, the old gold mine, the old railway. Is anything operational still out there, Selwyn? No. All right, Courtney, let's go to Courtney. Hi, Court, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, Court, where the bloody hell are you?
I'm in Tumut, New South Wales.
Tumut. Okay, tell us about it. Why do you love it?
Beautiful area, but we have the Blowering Dam, which is pretty iconic. It was set, Ken Warby set the world record for the water speed back in, I believe it was 1978.
Right.
Fastest water speed. Yeah, and it's never been broken.
Wow.
That's not swimming, is it? That's some sort of boat vehicle.
It was a motorboat racer,
And
he did it at 275 knots.
Wow. So, Court, do you reckon if the Jimmy and Ace show came and did a show from Tumut, maybe we try and break that record, is what you're saying, Court?
Yeah, they're here next week trying to break it. They've been trying to break it for a few years now, and they come here quite often.
So, I mean, it's a tight turnaround, Producer Grace. And I know we haven't had a map. It's taken 6 months. But can we get to Tumut next week?
I mean, we can try.
What time of the day are they there, Court?
Usually early in the morning on the weekend. They're practicing at the Taubingo Dam, which is a bit smaller, until they take on the big one on the Blowering Dam, which is about 5-10 minute drive from Tumut.
Can we get out there, guys?
We also need to get a boat.
And it's his son that's trying to break it.
Oh,
so.
It's his son.
Oh, it's his son.
Yeah, his son's trying to break the record.
There's so many levels to this story.
I know.
Court, let me ask you this. You got a boat?
No, I don't.
Bugger, I really
I have a minivan.
You have a minivan? Does it float?
I have a minivan. I could try.
There you go. There's a fun activity. Thank you, Court.
All right, next weekend, we're in Court's minivan trying to break the...
We got a Tumut, guys.
Tumut, trying to break the water speed record. I love that. Sorry, running out of time. Let's do Where the Bloody Hell Are You again tomorrow.
Okay.
And we may or may not have a map. Not sure.
Yeah.
Unconfirmed. It is time for the show ratings. We rate the show to 10. Give our reasons why I'm giving it a solid 10 out of 10.
Oh.
And why? It's good to be back, baby.
Yeah.
It's good to be back.
I'll give it 9.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go 9 out of 10 as well, just because it's nice to be back.
It is. I miss the mornings.
Yeah, I know.
I love the nights, but I miss the mornings.
Well, we got another one tomorrow, 7 till 9 a.m., and then you're back at night time. A little hour later. This is good.
I thought that was a good idea.
Adios, Australia!
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. Grab them on Listener. That's where you get the podcast. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.